Section 37. Glory be to thee, O King of eternity, and the maker of nations, and the fashioner of every mouldering bone. I pray thee, by thy name through which thou didst call all mankind unto the horizon of thy majesty and glory, and didst guide thy servants to the court of thy grace and favours, to number me with such as have rid themselves from everything except thyself, and have set themselves towards thee, and have not been kept back by such misfortunes as were decreed by thee, from turning in the direction of thy gifts. I have laid hold, O my Lord, on the handle of thy bounty, and clung steadfastly to the hem of the robe of thy favour. Send down then upon me, out of the clouds of thy generosity, what will purge out from me the remembrance of any one except thee, and make me able to turn unto him who is the object of the adoration of all mankind, against whom have been arrayed the stirrers of sedition who have broken thy covenant and disbelieved in thee and in thy signs. Deny me not, O my Lord, the fragrances of thy raiment in thy days, and deprive me not of the breathings of thy revelation at the appearance of the splendours of the light of thy face. Powerful art thou to do what pleaseth thee. Naught can resist thy will, nor frustrate what thou hast purposed by thy power. No God is there but thee, the Almighty, the All-Wise.